It's great having you here at America Weekend. Always a pleasure. I'm Valerie Smaldone. I'd love to find out about productivity secrets and tips. We're all looking for ways, really, when you think about it, to improve our lifestyle in work, in play, all around, right? So it's interesting to hear about successful people and their productivity pursuits. And Inc. magazine, one of my favorite business magazines, just published the ways that authors are productive, why they're productive, what they do to be productive, and some of them are no longer with us. So I would like to share this with you. A current author, Margaret Atwood, is very much involved with social media, so she's very busy with that, but she says that she gets the best ideas for her novels while doing housework and other menial chores, because it's the repetitive activity that's not connected with writing that kind of jars her thinking. So I like that idea. That's a really good one. Vladimir Nabokov wrote in bathtubs and in the backseat of his car. So he and his wife would stay at motels when they were on a road trip through the U.S. He was writing Lolita at the time. That would bring him enormous commercial success. And he was able to retire from teaching. So what he would do to be effective, and he needed silence, which I totally understand, is he would go to the bathtub or the backseat of his car to write his novel. So interesting productivity tip there. Toni Morrison plotted her first novel while her young children were playing around her. She was a young mother, 35 years old. She was raising two children on her own. She would get up early in the morning to write, and while taking care of her kids, she would start to think about the storyline, and her novel, which is spectacular, The Bluest Eye, took her 5 years to write. Jack Kerouac wrote on 120-foot scrolls. To avoid having to stop writing after he reached the end of a page, what he would do is take a 120-foot scroll and write on it. That's how he accomplished it. Took him a while, but he did it. Virginia Woolf would develop her stories during her walks. This is also a methodology that I think is very, very productive, because I find that when I go to the gym and I'm doing whatever exercise on the bike or on the Stairmaster, that my creativity starts to blossom. I feel that maybe it's the blood flow, maybe it's the oxygen, but I start to think about things that are interesting and are creative. Ideas come to me while I'm taking my exercise routine. So Virginia Woolf developed her stories during her daily walks. She would plot out her stories while taking walks around London. And she wrote in a diary all the time to not only practice her writing, but to plan her writing. So she used that as an exercise. And it was something she did all the time. And what's interesting about these famous writers is that they looked at this as a practice, like becoming an athlete, where you have to do the same task over and over again. So it's the practice of the writing that was very important. And James Joyce wrote an average of just 90 words a day, based on the 8 years it took him to write the enormous novel Ulysses. And before Ulysses, it took him 10 years to complete his first two books. But he would just write those very few words every day, but he did it every day, again, as a practice. And maybe he was looking for the right words. You know, we can write a lot of stuff and then you can edit it and throw it out, but maybe it's just getting to the proper words that was so important for James Joyce. So if you're looking to improve your productivity, I think these are some excellent tips going from the different writers and how they accomplish their writing. Hemingway, by the way, would write on a boat. And that's how he wrote his novels. It was a place to get away from the crowd and focus on his writing. And he would do it on a boat anchored just off the coast of Key West. So some interesting concepts to explore. And once again, thanks to the fine folks at Inc. magazine for writing these terrific articles. I think they do such a great job. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend.
America! Weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute.
John O'Neill. I'm from Arlington, Virginia.
In the air.
Free, clear your head of a lot of thoughts. The outside world instead of being inside.
What you got, Johnny?
Leaf peepers.
What peepers?
Leaf peepers.
What? Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Best ride ever.
Shenandoah Mountains, October, to watch the leaves change.
Where?
Shenandoah Mountains, Skyline Drive, up where the cabins are at. October, the leaves change. They call them leaf peepers. People up watch the leaves change. Motorcycles go up and watch them change because the air is crisp, clean, very refreshing.
Directions?
Winchester area, Virginia, 81, Pennsylvania and Virginia area.
Sleeping on the ground.
When I was younger, now I camp at Holly Inn.
American Biker Minute.
Sleeping out with the wild animals no more.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
One of our listeners, Diane, says her husband's passion for gadgets is sending their credit cards to the max.
How can she stop the bleeding without getting bloody?
First, plan for a conversation, not a confrontation. Use the word we frequently and you infrequently. Better yet, talk about the situation, not each other.
Second, agree to this rule. Pay today or say no way. Stop the future bleeding, then you can focus on past problems.
If your situation is extreme, put yourselves on a cash allowance and agree what expenses that covers.
If it's less extreme, use debit cards that draw on separate accounts. One for you, one for your husband.
Stay upbeat and share your progress. It will lead to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.